The theme is, I think, really one of the best ones that we've had in a long time. It's called Inside Santa's Workshop. You know, and when you think about that, you can conjure up all kinds of things in your imagination, from wonderful toys that are being created that you can turn into really interesting floats. You know, if you just think about some of the toys, what could you do with a slinky in a parade? I mean, I think people can have a lot of fun with this.
Potential entries or potential groups and organizations that might not have been able to figure out how to interpret a theme in the past. Boy, I can't see any conceivable way that nobody could be left out of this parade.
For sure. So I think it's going to be really innovative, and I hope people will use their imaginations. A lot of times we get, you know, rocking chairs and fireplaces and Christmas trees and the good old family feeling, and people are sitting around drinking hot chocolate and that kind of stuff. And that's great. We love that. But this time, with this particular theme, I think people can really just extend their imaginations a little bit and have a lot of fun. And it also should be a very easy thing to turn into a very animated type of theme where people are, you know, and kids are doing lots of things. So we're going to be, you know, surprised about some of the things that we see, and I'm sure we'll get some of the standards, and that's great. But I think we're all really excited about the people that are really looking far out there and coming up with something that's going to be sort of on the edge.
Now, December 4th is not that far away, which means the registration deadline is even less further away.
Well, that's true. The deadline is November the 18th at 5:00, and we'll have all of the information is now up on the parade website. The entry forms this year, you can actually enter online and even pay online. All the information is at bcsparade.com. So you can find all the rules there. The parade route is the same in the past years. We're going to line up in the areas just in front of Texas A&M in the parking areas of lots 50 and 51, coming out onto University Drive and then going north on Texas Avenue. So all of that is exactly the same. We are looking for probably a little over 100 entries. That's what we've had the last several years. There will be no performing this year, as we changed that rule last year, and it seemed to work out really well. The parade stayed together much better, and so we're going to honor that and continue with it. We'll have, you know, the marching bands, and we've talked to those folks, and we are trying to come up with a better idea on how to merge them into the parade, and so hopefully it will take a little bit less of their time and be a smoother event for them, and we're encouraging other bands that may have been in the parade in the past to come on out, so music makes it as far as I'm concerned. And then we've got, you know, all the typical things, the horses and the marching units and people that are putting specialty, you know, units together in addition to some really spectacular floats. So I'm excited about it, and because I think especially because we've had all this hot weather, looking forward to getting a little bit cooler in the month of December is fine with me.
For sure, with me too. What are the things that you can talk about from experience that those who are considering an entry for the first time, what are the important things that need to get done right away?
Well, a lot of people may not realize that there's information on our website that will lead them into places where they can buy supplies to build floats. They can get information on building floats if they've never done it together. They don't have a clue how to, you know, even start. There's all kinds of information available on that website. And again, the address is bcsparade.com. There's pictures from past events, so that may spark something in your imagination to come up with. And again, all the rules and regulations are there. It's safety is the key concern that we have each and every year. And so there are certain requirements from the cities as far as having fire extinguishers and all those kind of safety devices that you need to have that information All of that is there for you. And plus, you need to find out, you know, what kind of group are you? Where do you fit in? Are you working with a school organization? Are you a community organization? Are you connected with a business? Or, you know, just exactly where do you fit? And so all of that information, again, is on that website. So if you don't have access to the Internet and you would like to get a hard copy of the brochure, if you will just give us a call, you can either call me here at KAMU, and that number is 979-845-5611, or you can call someone at Bryan Broadcasting, and that number is 979-695-9595. We do have hard copies of the brochures available. We'll be happy to mail one to you, and they're going to be available in the next few days coming up at our stations, also at the Chamber of Commerce, and some of the banks around the community. We'll have them out, and you can pick them up there.
And within the sound of the voice, you can be in the parade.
Exactly. It's just that simple. You do need to get those forms in and be very as complete as you possibly can. One of the sections on there is to describe the entry. And the commentators that are doing, because the parade is always televised on KAMU-TV, and the commentators, which includes myself, are looking for that information so that we'll have accurate information to talk about your entry. So we need specifics. If it's a float, down to what the theme is, who the participants are, you know, what you're trying to get across, if there's any special story or meaning to the entry. And then, for example, for all the bands, we need to know who the drum major are, the directors, and how many participants are, you know, actually going to be in the entry, that kind of detail. So be complete with that. If not, you're going to get a call back, but it sure would save us some time if the people who are actually filling out those forms will go ahead and fill them out as completely as possible. And
then don't be hesitant about being bragged upon.
Exactly. And then contact information is very important. Now, one of the things that we always require is proof of insurance, and you have to have valid driver's license in order to have a motorized vehicle in the parade. And since we're actually doing the entry forms online this year, and you can still turn them in. So if you want to bring them over to Bryan Broadcasting, that's fine. It's in the Crystal Plaza building right at the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Earl Rudder Freeway. It's a big glass building there. You can't miss it. It's up on the fifth floor, so just take the elevator and come on up, and you can drop off your parade form there. But everybody else will need to mail those in once you have completed your entry form, and you can even scan it and email it to us, but we just need to have it.
Anything else we need to tease listeners about?
No, just it's time to start thinking about it, and I know we've had numerous phone calls already inquiring about the theme and what's going to be happening this year, so now it's time to get those forms filled out, get your entries in. Don't wait till the last minute, and I say that knowing that people are going to wait until 4:55 on Friday the 18th to turn that stuff in, but the quicker you get it in, it certainly helps us to keep things rolling and getting it organized. There is a mandatory lineup meeting that is going to take place over at the College Station Hilton on November the 30th, and all, again, all that information is in that document. So we're just looking forward to seeing everybody there.